You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The bombing hasn't stopped in Syria. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That shelling caught on video from a distance around a border town the day after the U.S. and Turkey announced a temporary ceasefire.
We have confirmed reports today that Turkish shellings are renewed, and there are reports of civilian casualties. New images do show black smoke rising from several Kurdish-controlled areas just hours ago. The agreed-upon five-day pause in fighting, if it were to hold, would turn into a permanent agreement if the United States is able to convince the Kurds to retreat from a safe zone Turkey is trying to create along its border.
That's Fox's Trey Yingston. Many in Congress blame President Trump for this fighting by pulling U.S. forces back, but he told a rally last night in Texas the ceasefire will work.
Turkey's going to be happy. The Kurds are going to be happy. ISIS is going to be unhappy.
The president also called Democrats crazy and their impeachment inquiry ridiculous.
I have people getting subpoenas I never heard of. I said, who are those people? Never saw anything like it. It's a disgrace what they're doing to our country.
The Democrats claim he violated his oath of office, asking Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden for political reasons. And someone else Democrats want information from is leaving the president's cabinet. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Rick Perry submitted his resignation as energy secretary yesterday. It's unclear exactly when he will leave, but President Trump says it will probably be before the end of the year. This as Perry faces a deadline today to hand over documents related to Ukraine to House committees conducting the impeachment inquiry. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, told lawmakers that President Trump directed Perry to work with his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, on Ukraine investigations. Dave.
Rachel, a system in the Gulf that might grow into Tropical Storm Nestor is forecast to affect areas from Louisiana over to Florida up into Georgia this weekend. Ahead of that today in New Orleans, crews plan to explode two huge cranes, damaging a deadly hotel site construction collapse last week, and it's feared wind from the storm could have the cranes tumble out of control. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like. Consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
Turtle. He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A twist in the ongoing drama over President Trump's push to get Ukraine's leader to investigate the 2016 election and Joe Biden. The president maintains there was no pressure, no quid pro quo, that he'd withhold aid if Ukraine doesn't. Well, his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, said holding back aid's a common practice.
We do that all the time with foreign policy. We were holding up money at the same time for, the Northern Triangle countries. We were holding up aid at the Northern Triangle countries so that they would change their policies on immigration.
Then Mulvaney said the president did want a corruption investigation into a hacked Democratic National Committee server, and that's why they held up the money in Ukraine.
Justice Department officials responded in near real time, telling reporters they were, quote, utterly confused and angry over the suggestion that aid was tied to Ukraine's cooperation with U.S. Attorney John Durham's probe into the origins of the 2016 FBI Russia collusion case.
That's Fox's Catherine Herridge. The White House put out a statement saying the media misconstrued Mulvaney's words. There was never any condition on the flow of aid to Ukraine. Nearly 2 years after a massacre at a church in Texas, a sporting goods store is under scrutiny.
Devin Kelly presented a Colorado driver's license at an Academy Sports and Outdoor store in Texas when he purchased an AR-15 and a high-capacity magazine, but the Justice Department says that sale should never have been approved because federal law requires the store to comply with stricter Colorado gun statutes. Kelly killed 26 worshipers inside the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs before turning the gun on himself. Prosecutors want to add Academy Sports and Outdoors as a responsible third party in an ongoing lawsuit. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up slightly ahead of the opening bell next hour. In baseball's playoffs, the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees 8-3. Houston now leads the American League Championship Series 3-1. They'll play again tonight. If the Astros win, they'll go to the World Series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana Leaf Collection takes place starting November 4th. It is November 4th through the 8th, the 18th through the 22nd, and December 2nd to 6th. Leaves need to be placed in 30-gallon paper bags at the curb before 6 a.m. on the residents' U-Cycle Collection Day. A local coffee shop is closing this weekend. The News Gazette says Big B Coffee is closing its Champagne Shop on Sunday. The store is at 401 South Mattis Avenue. It opened in 2013. The owner, with an announcement on Facebook, cited competition and other factors. A lane closure to tell you about. To facilitate the preparation for University of Illinois game day activities, the northernmost lane of Kirby Avenue will be closed at noon today. That's from 1st Street to 4th Street. This is ahead of the usual road closure in the same area that'll happen tomorrow. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Houlihan's has terrific drink specials and happy apps from 4 to 6 p.m. weekdays and all day on Sunday.
Start your week off with the half-priced draft beer.
Then half-priced bottles of wine on Tuesdays.
Also on Tuesdays, they have music live in the lounge from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with some great local talent combos entertaining folks while they dine at Houlihan's.
A great choice for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch, 9 to 2.
Houlihan's in the iHotel and Conference Center at 1st and 6th. Mary's Road.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of Strength Finder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday. It's the 18th. It's homecoming week. Parade later today. And football tomorrow. Let's check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Morning, Diane.
Morning, Stevie. A little pink coloring in the sky, a nice sunrise. Today's high 64, 42 our low tonight with partly cloudy conditions. Up to 69 tomorrow, down to 46, partly cloudy again on Sunday, high 71, low 54. A lot of rain in the forecast as we're back to work on Monday. Right now, the temperature's at 38 on ESPN 93.5.
It is Mike Ditka's 80th birthday. We're excited to talk to Coach in about 25 minutes. I should have done this all week long, but if you want to send a text on what Mike Ditka means to you, we might have some people out there that say, you know what, he represents XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to text something, I'll try and read it to him on his 80th birthday coming up. We're kind of doing a This Is Your Life segment with Coach. We've got a snippet from his Hall of Fame speech. We got some sideline stuff. We got George Halas talking about Mike. Stand by for that at the bottom of the hour. Mike Ditka turns 80. Our text, if you want to text in, is 359-2255. You want to send a birthday wish to Mike Ditka? We'll try and read some of them on the radio here in the coming half hour. But this is a really unique, iconic guy that we've befriended for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, he's an unusual fella. I mean, to be Mike Ditka and to not have, in my opinion, a pretentious bone in his body. You know how a lot of people today in all walks of life think they're all that.
Mm-hmm.
It just never affected him in that way. And it's, I don't know how. People just fawn on Mike Ditka. They want pictures. They want him to hold babies. They want him to talk on the phone. They want him to do this.
Yeah.
Sit on his lap. I mean, it's constant. And it's been constant for about 30-some years since he left football. And yet it hasn't affected him. He never really understood it. He appreciated it. He stayed humble. But I don't know. He's a product of America is what he says. He grew up in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Steel town, coal town. And his dad was tough. In fact, a lot of people thought his dad was the real Iron Mike. Tough.
Uh-huh.
Tough man. Anyway, Mike Ditka, bottom of the hour, 359-2255. If you want to text something about Coach, that you like him on the radio or something, some birthday wishes, if you have a moment, do it hands-free or pull over. 359-2255 for that. Okay, it's Friday. Got football. Madison, Wisconsin is coming to Champaign. We're going to see a lot of red tomorrow. I mean, why wouldn't you? You're coming down with one of the best football teams in America. That's what they are. 31-point favorites at least. And Grange Grove will be covered in red. They were last time. And they just travel. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, let's go to some city, win the game, enjoy lunch, and drive home. It's 5 hours to Madtown. So we welcome, in a good sportsmanlike way, all of our friends from Wisconsin who will be down. And we'll have, you know, 30-some thousand probably at the stadium. There'll be a lot of red, but there'll be a lot of orange, too. And hope springs eternal that we are a competitive football game in the second half. If we're competitive in the second half of this one, we're happy. I mean, they're really, really good. This is like Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Wisconsin. That's the level we got. It's one of their better teams in a long time and a great defense. Ladies and gentlemen, happy to welcome back to our program former National Young Republican Chair and the GOP National Committee Woman from Maryland, Nicole Ambrose. How are you?
DVJ, I'm just fine. How are you?
Always love hearing your brightness on the radio. Appreciate you.
Oh, it's so great chatting with you always.
Elijah Cummings passes away. I did not know the man had been ill and struggling and moving around on a scooter and with a walker. And the man was only 68. What has been the impact? You're in Maryland. He's a Baltimore man, was a Baltimore man. What's been the response?
I am literally just like a mile from his district line. So Elijah Cummings, Chairman Cummings, was very personally popular in his district, which is like Maryland's 7th district. You know, he's known for really living the American dream. His parents, one of his, had been sharecroppers when they were younger, moved to Baltimore. He was one of 7 children. His dad didn't have much education, but he and his siblings had to be in school every day. He graduated from Howard University and then with a law degree from the University of Maryland. He was in the House of Delegates here for 14 years before he was elected to Congress in a special election himself in 1996. So he's been there for 23 years. You know, this January he became chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, and, you know, obviously he's been in the news a lot this past year, sparring with President Trump.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, it's been a sea change politically here where I live in the Baltimore area and specifically in Baltimore City in Cummings' years in Congress. So, yes, he was personally popular, but night and day political scene during that time. When he was elected, the Democrat machine absolutely ruled Baltimore. You know, it was thought and pretty well known that if you needed to make up votes, you would make them up in Baltimore City, depending on how the rest of the state was going. That machine has fallen apart. It also seems disinterested in helping a lot of the people who think they're a part of it. And you have a city that's only 8% Republican here in Baltimore, but we've elected in statewide now, 2 of our 3 governors have been Republican. Mm. And in this last cycle, 31% of Baltimore City voted for a Republican governor.
Oh, boy.
So
yeah.
It's been a change.
Yeah.
It's been a big change.
So what do you see as the result of this regarding impeachment inquiries? Is there going to be a change there or just keeps rolling?
Well, great question. So apparently, right, people are saying he was signing subpoenas from his hospital room. Of course, it's going to keep on going. He was apparently given the chairmanship because the other contender was not viewed by Nancy Pelosi to be strong enough on this issue or just in general. She is now going to be the acting chair but is not presumed to be the long-term chair. So, yeah, it's going to keep going. The Democrats are just going to find who they think will be the best to keep signing subpoenas.
Yeah. It seems, Nicole, and I got to let you go, but it seems like this isn't about anybody else. It's about Trump's not worthy to be president versus let me get you a candidate that inspires you.
As Nancy said in her George Stephanopoulos interview 2 weeks ago, the Americans can't take 2 terms of Donald Trump, so we apparently the House has to make sure Americans can't vote for him in 2020.
Which doesn't make any sense. Vote him out. Just vote him out. Don't. Why are you having...
That's supposed to be called an election,
yeah,
Nancy.
It's
America.
It just
we believe in elections.
As I've said before, you know, we had safe spaces after this last election because I couldn't believe he beat Hillary. We're going to need a safe space the size of Texas if this happens again, and there's a chance it does. Now, Ben Shapiro has stated that he thinks Hillary's going to jump in, and if she does, she's going to win the nomination. What do you say to that?
I'm smiling. I don't know what else to say. I'm smiling. Please, Hillary, run.
Oh, my.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my. Nicolee Ambrose in Maryland, how do people connect with you?
Nicolee USA on Facebook, same on Twitter. NicoleeAmbrose.com, NicoleeE, Nicole with an extra E, Nicolee.
Always appreciate your energy. Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Great chatting.
You bet. 716 from Baltimore, Maryland, Nicolee Ambrose.
ESPN 93.5, 16 past. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny coming up. Today's a special day. It's October 18, 2019. Coach was born 80 years ago in 1939 when FDR was president. If you want to say happy birthday to Coach, you can text it at 359-2255. Diane has sports headlines.
Well, Houston came out on top yesterday. 8-3 was the final, so they lead the series 3-1 coming into the game tonight. In case you're following on the American League side, of course, we know on the National League side, they'll be facing the Washington Nationals for the World Series. Luol Deng signed a contract with the Bulls and then retired. Bulls went on to win later on in the evening. 111-93 over Atlanta. On to hockey. Vancouver over the Blues 4-3 in a shootout. Let's talk NFL now. Kansas City over the Broncos 30-6, and looks like Patrick Mahomes injured his right knee, and who knows what that's going to do for the Chiefs.
Dislocated kneecap.
Ooh.
But I think they massaged it and popped it back.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't talk about that.
Yep.
I'm eating my Wheaties.
Yep.
Okay, so Oakland and Green Bay, and then Houston is at Indianapolis for our noon games on Sunday. Sunday at 3:25, New Orleans Saints are in Soldier Field to take on the Bears. Your Teddy Bridgewater's pretty good.
You know what? I'm just thrilled that the Saints are 5-1 now,
right?
Without going. It'll be okay either way. I think it'll be hard. I don't think they're going to be a lot of points scored in this game. I think it's going to be low scoring. The Saints beat the Jaguars 13-6. I think it's like that. I think it's a score like that, but both defenses pretty good.
So, of course, our Illini volleyball team in action tonight. And they're up in Madison to face Wisconsin, who's number 6. We're number 17. Illinois football also facing the Stinking Badgers, who are number 6.
Yeah.
And that kickoff is tomorrow at 11.
I mean, if I say we're playing Alabama, you'd go, ooh, that's the level. I think Wisconsin would be very competitive against Clemson, which is like, are you kidding? Really? That level? Yeah. That's what we got. We got one of the better Wisconsin teams they've ever had. And so, yay.
Big Ten seems to be trending well with number 4 Ohio State in Evanston to take on Northwestern this evening.
Yeah, and Northwestern tends to play them pretty well.
Oh,
for
really?
What, yeah, they do. Over the years, it's been competitive. I don't see it. They're 28-point underdogs in Evanston. I think the Buckeyes will roll. This is a real Buckeye team with a new coach that just steps on the gas. I don't think Northwestern can stay with Ohio State. They're just too many good players. Anyway, we'll be there tomorrow. It'll be an 11 a.m. kick. We'll talk to Kent Brown about all the activities. The energy will be there. The Big Ten Network will be in Grange Grove.
That's right.
So you've got
And you can make a sign and be part of that live broadcast. They've got some free food and drinks while it lasts. So
yeah.
Should be neat to be part of that. And Howard Griffin is on the panel.
I don't think we're going to be making signs.
Okay.
I don't know about
a lot of red behind them.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of red.
Shoot.
It's just, what's so hard about being a Wisconsin fan right now? Here's your weather.
We've got a high 64 today, down to 42. Up to 70 tomorrow, down to 46. 72 with partly cloudy conditions again on Sunday, down to 54. They're putting the greatest chance of rain on Monday now, and that's fine with me. We're at 39 on ESPN 93.5.
Yep, you want to say something to Coach Ditka? I'll try and read some of them on the air. His 80th birthday is today.
359-2255. 359-2255. That's 10 minutes away. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 720.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Coca-Cola is reporting a strong summer quarter. It says its Coca-Cola sales rose 6% in the period compared with a year ago. The United States was its strongest market, led by sales of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. It's also seeing strong growth of mini cans. The quarter includes its limited launch of Coca-Cola Plus Coffee in markets outside the U.S. Coca-Cola's earnings matched forecasts, but it was bringing in more money than expected. Carmaker Renault says its sales are likely to drop between 3 and 4% this year. Renault's dealing with a global auto industry slowdown. It's adapting to tougher emissions regulations in Europe. Discount airline Norwegian Air Shuttle needs money, so it will sell five Boeing 737-800 planes to China Aircraft Leasing Group Holdings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Details. If you are thinking I need a vehicle, then I would suggest before you purchase something. Now, I know you might be loyal to a certain brand or dealer. I get it. Maybe you ought to just browse around over Honda, BMW and just kind of take a peek at some of the vehicles and get a feel for why Honda, BMW is an award-winning dealership that does it all in service and sales and customer satisfaction. The check marks they get on all of that is in such a high percentile, it's kind of stunning because it's really hard to please everybody, particularly when you get into negotiating vehicles. Because there's some people that just won't go to the mat for $50. It's unbelievable. I'm hearing stories you're going to just the general sense of humans in negotiation. Yeah, I got them. It's Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com, off Neil at Burwash Savoy. And before you buy something, stop by. Say hey to Ben Quattrone.
Last week I saw a BMW Charlie at the Furball. In fact, you know, they do the heads or tails event, and he was in the final two.
Whoa.
So I was rooting for him.
Yeah.
And then he lost.
Oh. There's no second place.
I actually saw him at the George Thorogood show, too. Kansas tonight at the Virginia Theater. That should be fun.
Well, we do have tickets. I guess we'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Sounds good.
You want to go to Kansas tonight? We'll dispel some of those tickets to give you a chance to go for free. Coming up next, Mike Ditka, who's 80 today, and Johnny has known him pretty well for, I guess, 20 years, 20-plus years now. He knew him when Coach got the job in New Orleans, and they met on the golf course and became business partners, actually. And Johnny was in on the restaurant in New Orleans and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
They shared an airplane for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnny introduced him to me in the famous golf game down at Stone Creek when it was Mike Ditka.
And you were paired up with him.
Yeah. Clint Atkins, the late, great Clint Atkins, Johnny and me, and he paired me with Mike. And I'm bad at golf, but I was horrible that day.
Yeah, too much pressure.
It was just Mike Ditka.
I know.
In his aviators, chewing his gum, watching me swing.
Oh, jeez.
And so we were awful, and he fired me after six holes. We changed partners, and then I started creaming it.
Okay.
Got a birdie, walked past me, limping, said, "Where the hell you been?" And then the next summer, Johnny says, "Who wants Steve?" And Coach, without missing a beat, said, "I'll take him."
All righty.
And we won all six holes.
Hey, that's a boost of confidence.
Exactly. I said, "Coach, nobody's ever shown confidence in me in the game of golf. That's why they wanted to play for you, Coach." I was ready to hit somebody.
Uh-huh.
If you want to text a birthday salutation to Coach Mike Ditka, he's next, 359-2255.
Remember going through that stop it phase early on when
stop
we had
it.
A lot.
Stop it. There's actually a T-shirt back there I've got that says stop it on it that his sister-in-law or daughter-in-law or somebody made.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Mike and Johnny next. It's Friday, ESPN 93.5, coming up on 727.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Wait, Officer Walton, I appreciate you explaining some parts of your career with Champaign Police.
Yes.
Do you have a goal of working with kids in the future?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I guess in the near future here, I'm pursuing a school resource officer position, which, you know, that would basically place me in the school to be able to educate and, of course, continue to be a law enforcement official. And maybe even kind of help the kids, you know, when they're having tough times, you know, kind of advise them and give them some guidance. So that's my short-term goal, to try to become a school resource officer. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just kind of my niche, you know, dealing with kids and community. And right now we've got so much of a disconnect between the youth and the community. So I love that challenge of being able to kind of reach back and kind of giving them some direction and some guidance.
How can we encourage a better bond between police and community?
Yeah, well, I think it starts on both sides. As far as the law enforcement side, being more active, meaning, you know, sometimes you got to get out of your car and just start speaking to people.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
It's that time to award the MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. The Week 7 MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is Gibson City Melvin Sibley running back Peyton Keene. Watch out, IHSA, the GCMS Falcons are back. Keene compiled a game-high 144 rushing yards and three touchdowns on just 13 carries in the Falcons' 42-0 win over the Leroy Panthers. That's over 11 yards a carry for the running back Peyton Keene. The two-time defending Class 2A state champions are back in the playoffs. They will have a shot to defend their two-time crown. The Gibson City Melvin Sibley Falcons are 6-1 this season and are second in the Heart of Illinois Conference Large Division. They trail Monunk Field Crest by just one game. They take on El Paso Gridley next week in Gibson City. Congrats to Peyton Keene and the Gibson City Melvin Sibley Falcons for winning the MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week. IHSA Football MyOffice Plus and Long's Garage Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank, State Farm Agent Joe Stovall, Claire's Automotive, and Rocket Motors.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Sources on the ground tell Fox, despite a ceasefire announced yesterday, Kurdish forces are being shelled and are fighting with Turkish-backed militias in northern Syria. Turkey's President Erdogan calls that speculation and disinformation. President Trump says about the conflict at a rally in Dallas.
Sometimes you have to let them fight. It's like two kids in a lot. You got to let them fight and then you pull them apart.
Vice President Pence yesterday announced a five-day ceasefire to allow the Kurds to fall back. The president, during a meeting on Syria Wednesday, called former Defense Secretary James Mattis the world's most overrated general. General Mattis says at an event in New York, doesn't bother him.
Of course not. I earned my spurs on the battlefield, Martin, as you pointed out, and Donald Trump earned his spurs in a letter from a doctor.
Referring to President Trump getting out of service in Vietnam with a diagnosis of bone spurs in his feet. Martin Short introduced General Mattis at the annual Al Smith dinner in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Local news brought to you by Latitude Apartments. Living life at Latitude Apartment means living life unlimited. Get a tour, 608 East University Avenue in Champaign. Choose to live Latitude and elevate your living experience today. Go to livelatitude.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Housing Authority of Champaign County has gotten a $72,000 federal grant to help those in Housing Choice Voucher Program become more self-sufficient. The grant money came from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Families have an interest-bearing escrow account set up for them. Participants sign a five-year deal requiring the head of household to get a job and agree that no member of the household gets certain types of public health help after the five-year period ends. Urbana Leaf Collection takes place starting November 4th. It is November 4th through the 8th, the 18th through the 22nd, and December 2nd to 6th. Leaves need to be placed in 30-gallon paper bags at the curb before 6 a.m. on the residents' U-Cycle Collection Day. Urbana only collects leaves. Champaign collects leaves and other yard waste. Collection in Champaign started this week and goes through December 13th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Live Latitude and elevate your living experience today.
I love the rooftop terrace and my car is protected from the elements in the covered parking.
Uniquely modern for today's professionals, students, and grad students.
With the 24/7 fitness center.
So many amenities and sophisticated style.
Centrally located near the heart of campus.
Latitude Apartments, 608 East University. Mention you heard it on the radio and waive your application fees. Call 355-1535 or visit livelatitude.com.
Well, let's check this weather forecast. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast for homecoming weekend at the University of Illinois.
Partly cloudy today, tomorrow, and Sunday. High 65 today, down to 42. 69 the high tomorrow, down to 46. 71 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions, down to 54. We're currently at 39 on ESPN 93.5.
You want to text something to Coach? 359-2255. Mike Ditka turns 80 today. He's next.
Hi, this is Gary Knight from CarMac Car Capital in Danville. Now's the time to get a great deal on every new 2019 Honda and Hyundai. The all-new 2020s are rolling in, so we're clearing out all the 19s. Save thousands with 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on select models, and we'll pay you top dollar for your trade. Our selection is huge, so hurry into CarMac Car Capital in Danville or go to CarMacCars.com to view all of our new and pre-owned vehicles in stock.
Illinois alumni and fans, it's time to come back to the place you call home as Illinois football takes on Wisconsin in this year's homecoming matchup. Be at Memorial Stadium Saturday, October 19th, and relive the passion and excitement of game day. Grab your friends and family, break out your orange and blue, and create lifelong memories. Get your homecoming tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
A very special day on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Johnny's in New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, Stevie. Good morning.
And Coach Mike Ditka is in Naples, Florida. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. Everything's great.
Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Mike Ditka is 80 years old. Happy birthday, Coach. How do you feel?
I feel my age. I feel okay. I feel better, Mike. I feel good.
Well,
you know what I've gone through the last couple of years, I feel real good, actually.
Well, that's fantastic.
Now, that doesn't mean something great that happened, but I do feel good.
Well, I went digging, and I know that you are. I said earlier about 15 minutes ago when I was talking about you, Coach. I said, you know, here's a guy that has had so much success. And there's not a pretentious bone in his body. And Johnny, you've known him over 20 years. I've known him a little less. And there's just, you have stayed humble. You don't understand it. You take care of everybody. You sign things. You take pictures. People sit on your lap. You hold babies. But you don't understand it. And that's amazing to me.
It comes with the territory. That comes with the territory when people can lift you up for whatever reason. I mean, whether it's because I won a few football games or coached a great football team. It's hard to explain to people, but, I think back, you know, I made a lot of mistakes, and I did a lot of things that were okay. I'm not going to be too hard on myself. I mean, it wasn't too bad. It was a pretty good situation, so I'm glad I got through it. My whole life revolved around, being with the Bears as a player and being called back by Mr. Hallis to coach the Bears and being fortunate enough to have a team like we had and win the Super Bowl. So, I'm very fortunate.
Well,
I understand it. And I'm not trying to be humble.
Well, Steve,
I'm just saying it is what it is.
I got to tell you, Coach, that I was thinking about it, and the world's a better place since you were born. It's just a better place, and it's nice to be able to say that.
Well,
I can
vouch for you. Yeah, you try to make your world and the world we live in and the people we were around try to make their lives a little better. And we've been fortunate. You know, we have some restaurants and we've done some good things. And I've also done some stupid things. I know that. But, you know, life is life.
Well, there was a big day back in 1982.
From your observation,
George Halas introduced Coach Mike Ditka on January 20th, 1982.
I think everybody has to have their own identity as a coach because they're individual people. I'm going to coach the game a little bit the way I played the game. It's going to be a hard-nosed type of football, but it's going to be a type of football that you're not going to predict everything that's going to happen, especially on offense.
I believe in life everybody has to be somewhere, right? And I spent a few years in different places, and maybe that's what the good Lord wills, that I'd be back here. I kind of believe that, and maybe that might seem old-fashioned to you people, but I believe everybody has a destiny in life, and I believe that Chicago's mine.
You know, when it's all said and done, you know, when they write all the books about all the coaches, you know, Mr. Halas is going to be right at the top or right near the top. And to have him pick me as the guy he wanted to coach his football team is a great compliment. So how do you repay that? The only way you can repay it, the only way he would appreciate it would be with victories. And I've been very fortunate. I played in the Super Bowl and won. And I was an assistant coach in the Super Bowl one. I'd like to be the head coach in the Super Bowl one.
Well, I know one thing that Mike will convey some of his philosophy and dedication to the Bears players. And if they accept it and work hard, we have a good chance.
Yeah, the great George Halas. And Coach, I mean, George Halas was one of the most unique characters in not just football, but in life.
Well, there's no question about it, you know. Everybody thought that he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and you know, he had a laundry business, and, you know, he was one of the first guys. They started the NFL. They all had these little franchises. I think there were six of them in the beginning in Green Bay and Detroit and Chicago. And what the NFL has turned into and the opportunity it has provided for all people, it's truly amazing. I'm not only players, but coaches and office personnel and scouts and everything else. The NFL really employs a lot of people, and it really helps our economy, let's face it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Anyway, one more I got to play, Coach. This is when you were at the Hall of Fame. This is amazing.
I think the first thing, I probably made a mistake. I should have thanked God because I've been fortunate, gang. He made me sound of mind and body, and he's given me an opportunity to participate in the greatest game in the world for 27 years. And that's pretty significant when you stop and think about it. And without him, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. Now, if you think you're not blessed when you have people affect your life like that, I think you're sorely mistaken. And I guess I tested them all, but it worked out pretty good. In life, many men have talent, but talent in itself is no accomplishment. Excellence in football and excellence in life is bred when men recognize their opportunities and then pursue them with a passion. And I think that sums up what the players of the National Football League, the National Football League Hall of Fame, stand for. They recognized an opportunity and they went after it. I have a lot of heroes in life, and one of my heroes is a man named Abraham Lincoln. And Lincoln had a little statement that he made about himself that I kind of think it applies to me, and I've tried to live by it. I don't always make it, but I try. And he made a simple statement that says this. He said, I did the best I could. He said, I did the best I knew how. He said, I mean to keep on doing it that way right up to the very end. He said, if the end brings me out all right, he said, what's set against me will not matter. He said, but if the end brings me out all wrong, he said, 10 angels swearing I was right would make no difference. Again, thank you, and God bless you.
Wow, Johnny.
Good job, Coach.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Coach, come on. We should have run for the Senate. Dang it.
Well, that was a long time ago, but boy, it's been great. I've had a good run, and I really appreciate it, and could not be more thankful to the Chicago Bears and Coach Halas, of course. He hired me twice, yeah. You know, and as a player and then as a coach, and Coach Landry and all the people that meant so much in my life, you know. So I, I've been very fortunate. It's been a hell of a run.
Johnny, he's, you know, George Halas picked him for the Bears, a top pick, and then he goes to Chicago. 6 years later, he trades him to the awful Philadelphia Eagles. Mike, I saw you quoted saying, "I was a pain in the ass." Of course he traded me. So he traded you. You retired from football. You go back. You're with your kids at Christmas. December 28, a guy named Tom Landry calls you. And then what did he say?
Well, he said very honestly. He said, "Mike," he said, I don't know if you can play any. He said, "I don't know if you can still play football or not, but I just traded for you." But he said, "I'm willing to take a chance on you if you take a chance on yourself." I went to Dallas, and I actually got in the best shape of my life. I mean, I was really in great shape. And I played some of the best football I ever played in Dallas as a team player. I didn't care about my success, but I cared about the team's success. And that's a very important thing. That's a great lesson to learn in life. And even if you learn it early or learn it late, it's an important lesson. Mm-hmm. You know, you're only as good as a team is.
And then he became assistant coach, Johnny, who's on the staff. Yeah.
How great a guy Tom Landry was, too, and a real mentor.
He was special. I mean, it really was, you know. I mean, even when he hired me to be an assistant coach, I mean, when he called me in, because, I mean, I never knew what he was going to say. And he said, "Do you ever think about coaching?" And I said, "Nope." He said, "I think you ought to think about it. I like to hire the coach of tight ends and the special teams." And man, you know, I said, "Can I think about it?" Yeah, I thought about it for 10 minutes, and then I said, "Coach, I came back and I said, I'd love to take that job." And you know, because at that time I was in the restaurant business in Dallas, and I was doing okay. And he was amazing. I mean, the two guys I had in my life, outside of my parents and my high school coach, Coach Landry, Coach Halas, I mean, I was very, very, very fortunate.
Yeah. And then, of course, you wrote a letter, I think, to George Halas in the late 70s saying, "I'm not ready, but at someday I'd love to be the head coach of the Bears." And I think he read that.
Yeah, I was sitting there one night and working late in Dallas, and I decided to write a letter, and I wrote it. And he showed me the letter when he hired me.
That's great.
Don't be darned. Huh. Mike Ditka's 80 today, my friends. Mike says you're his ultimate favorite. Butch texts in, "I'm a cheesehead, but I have the utmost respect for Coach Mike Ditka. People love you around here, Coach." You've been on the radio with us for, I think, 20 years, Johnny. Hasn't that been about right?
It's great. The cheeseheads have been so good to the National Football League. And, you know, I started out, you know, playing against Lombardi's Packers, which were maybe the greatest team in the history of the league. I mean, really, when you think about with those guys, Orning and Taylor, Starr, and Nitschke, and all those guys. But, it was always a thrill to play against them, no matter whether they were better than us or we were better than them, because that game is all out. It's, that's the biggest rivalry game in football.
Yeah. Well, and Johnny, when you met Coach in New Orleans, you guys, you know, were in business together, the restaurant and sharing a plane and all those things. But you'd tell me, you know, the amazing things that you guys would talk about and how what an amazing guy Mike was. And it was because the perception of him is this really hardcore guy, but what a good man. It's just great.
Coach, you got a pretty big heart.
We amazed those people in New Orleans. We fooled them. My God. We weren't very good. But you know what? I met so many wonderful people down there, including you people. But, I'll always be a Saints fan to a degree, really. I pull for them now because, those are rabid fans. I mean, those are real, real football fans.
But
and they want the best.
When I think of those years, Coach, I think of how the team was when you came here, and how in America, Steve, sometimes it's just either you win or you lose. That's it. That's the grade. But you kind of got to evaluate what's going on. And we had a bad record the third year, Coach, but we won a playoff game the next year with all your guys.
Yeah.
We couldn't compete when you showed up. So you did the job. You thought you could do it in 3 years. It took 4 years. And I've always given you a lot of credit for that. And now I'm biased, but, Coach, we won one game the year you showed up, the year before. You took over a team that couldn't play in the league, and we won a playoff game the year after you left. It was a good job down here.
Yep. And Ricky Williams is quoted saying he just had such a unique way to motivate, and they just loved you. They loved playing for you. And I told the story, you know, anecdotal, I know, but when we first played golf, and I was so awful, and Coach fired me, and then I played better, and then the next summer, Johnny said, who wants Steve? And Coach said, I'll take him, and I never played better because you showed confidence in me, and then I wanted to put a helmet on.
You carried us that day.
I wanted to put a helmet on and hit somebody. I mean, you wanted to play for Mike Ditka. There's no doubt about it.
By the way, that really ticked me off to see him playing like that.
And then there was a time when you came here, and we had an event, and I said, Coach, do you mind if somebody asks you for your autograph? And you looked at me and you said, if you want to start that, and 2 minutes later, somebody else is on your lap. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right. It's okay. I don't mind doing that. As long as they're asking you, they remembered it. They don't ask you, they don't know who you are.
Yeah. All right, before we let you go, it's been a very special show to honor you and to just say thank you for all you've done. The Saints play in Chicago on Sunday, and I don't know, Coach, the Bears are good. They're trying to get their offense going. I don't think a lot of points will be scored on this one, huh?
I don't know, but I tell you what, the Bears have one really, really good defense.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have to get up early, and if you're going to score on them, you're going to have to do it. But I don't think they're going to score a lot of points on the Saints, but I don't think the Saints score a lot of points on them. I don't look at it being a high-scoring game somewhere in the teens. Maybe somebody will get into the 20s, but I don't see that. I don't know what the weather is going to be. I think they might have some rain, so we'll see.
Oh, boy.
It could be a game on defensive scores, actually.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and then
Stevie, I gotta say, I was watching the Bears, some clips, and from last week and the week before, Coach, there's people go to the game dressed up in your vest with the glasses and the cigar. To this day, they're in the stand dressed as Mike Ditka. I don't think anyone's dressing up as any other coach.
Hell no. There's no way. There's no way.
I kind of dress a little goofy, I guess.
There's no way.
No, it's a good look.
No,
it's a very
great
good look.
It's a kicking and screaming look, too. The movie that so many met Mike Ditka through because they were kids, a movie with Will Ferrell, was awesome, and people still love that. And then Coach Bum Phillips once said there's two types of coaches, them that's been fired and them that's going to be fired. But we were sad about Joe Madden. I know he's a good friend.
Well, you know, I don't understand it. I really don't. I know the object is to win and to win championships, but I don't think you could find a better manager than Joe Madden. I'm sorry. I just think he's special. He's a special guy. He's the real deal. And, you know, I don't know what they're looking for. And they got a right to do anything they want to. When you own the ball and bat, you call the game. That's the way it goes. When you own the ball and bat, you call the game. And so they're going to try somebody else in there. I just want you to know that, me as a Chicago Cubs fan, I appreciate Joe Madden and all the things that he did for the Cubs. I don't understand a lot of things, but I don't have to understand it. You know, it happens.
It's another example of grading on just the result and not looking at some of the factors we lose two of our top four batters, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, Russo and Baez are pretty good baseball players.
All of a sudden, you've got a guy that's batting at 330. Now, all of a sudden, he has a year where he hits 220.
Yeah.
You're going to have problems.
Yep. No, I agree. And he's already signed with the Los Angeles Angels, so he'll have a young team out there.
I'm going to become an Angel.
Yeah, me too. Hey, guys, I appreciate you. Johnny, I appreciate you. Mike, I appreciate you. We really wish you the best on your 80th birthday. You're awesome.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Happy birthday, Coach.
Thank you, guys. God bless you. Have a good one.
Ditka, 80 years old, ESPN 93.5.
Hello, this this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
What would it take to put the biggest superstar of our generation in the NBA, LeBron James, and his running mate, and Anthony Davis, into the conversation with Lakers pantheons? While one might be a success for this experiment, in order to even begin the conversation of getting into the pantheon, you're going to have to put together two or three. And that doesn't even get us close to talking about Rushmore status. That is pantheon. Three titles for LeBron and AD, and then we can start talking. Until then, work on the success metric. Work on one.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
How do smart, hardworking roofing contractors keep jobs running smoothly? They save time with Beacon. The Beacon Pro Plus app features online ordering, automated rebate tracking, and online bill pay. Choose products like high-quality CertainTeed shingles and accessories. Easily find the style, color, and quantity, and let the app do the ordering for you. With Beacon Pro Plus, order 24/7 from anywhere. You work hard, now work smarter. Download the free app at beaconproplus.com.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Imprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign makes sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Oh, ahead, Chicago's 57 on Sunday with partly cloudy conditions, just a 10% chance of showers.
Oh, okay, good.
So the greatest chance of rain comes in Chicago on Monday, and same for us. We have a 90% chance of showers on Monday, but partly cloudy today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We're up to 65 today, down to 42, 70 on Saturday, down to 46, 72, and then down to 54 on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 40. ESPN 93.5.
CMI reminds you there are lots of people that come in and out of apartments. You might be one of them, or homes that smell.
Well, they've got these odor busters. I didn't know about this. CMI's Eat 'em Alive Cucumber Melon gets rid of bad pet urine smells. Odor Eliminator Bomb gets rid of everything. Food smells, smoke, mold, pet, and more. CMI, Bloomington Road. Pick up yours. Give them a call. 359-6262. CMI Clean, your janitorial and equipment experts, locally owned and operated.
Nice job with the Ditka segment, Stevie.
Mike Ditka is 80 today. What a good man. He's in Naples. He's golfing every day again. He's in Chicago during the summers, and he's in Naples the rest of the time. And, yeah, not, you know, playing a little gin rummy, playing some golf. And, you know, one of the great quotes he made in the last year or two is, as you get older, there's a lot more important things in life, like going to bed and waking up.
Said it's been a hell of a run.
Yep, good man. All right, we're back in a moment. Stand by, big 8 o'clock hour to come. You got a chance to win Kansas in town, the rock band Kansas at Virginia tickets next hour.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
Megan Parsons from...